Let's open the mail. About Scott Simon's interview last week with Joel Schwartz, author of Fighting Poverty with Virtue, Carl Reynolds of Sherwood, Oregon, writes that a bit of history was omitted. You mentioned briefly the lessons learned from the Great Depression. A major lesson not mentioned was the widespread conviction that every man has a right to a job. As a child, I heard adults vehemently insisting that politicians were responsible for expanding the worker protections begun under President Franklin Roosevelt. Several listeners wrote to say how much they enjoyed Scott's chat with Dr. Helen Davies last Saturday. Dr. Davies rewrites popular songs to teach her students about illnesses and their treatments. But alas, she does not have a CD, and there are no plans right now to change that. About Scott's talk with Keith Devlin, the math guy, concerning Kurt Gödel and his incompleteness theorem, Lanny Sterrett of Palo Alto, California, wrote to say he wanted to hear more. Quote, Mr. Simon interrupted with irrelevant humor and trivialized the subject. Finally, after Scott had all the math he could handle, he said, Now tell us about Kurt Gödel the man. Has it not occurred to the NPR staff that those of us who tune into a program about mathematics don't want it dumbed down? We would like to learn something. Many people wrote to say how much they learned from Jay Winnick, author of April 1865, The Month That Saved America. This from Frank Brown via email. In the past 53 years, I've been to many of the battlefields and contemplated what it must have been like to fight in such a terrible war. We were family, then we were enemies. Thinking of standing in Appomattox so many times and now hearing the story, it was so emotional. Leaders of that time stood out as larger than life, still do. I lament the fact that we don't see that kind of leadership today. And finally, this from Phil Smith of College Station, Texas, about entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell's tribute to film director Michael Ritchie. Mr. Ritchie's film, Smile, is also one of my favorite movies. The built-in hypocrisies of beauty pageants, men's clubs, adolescent sexual taboos, business boosterism, even the military were wonderfully acted. And it all begins and ends with a song written by Charlie Chaplin and sung by Nat King Cole. Could you play Smile? Well, Mr. Smith, why not? You can send your requests and comments to Letters, Weekend Edition Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org and tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name. Smile, even though...